How's that? Good? Yay. Marianne is moving the camera. So we'll give you a chance to get down through all the maze of... I tell you guys, it's quite a production. And thank you so much. Thank you for being here, as always. And for Jess, who set all this up, and Marianne, and we have High Watch with Susan Nye. We have even Reverend Suzanne this morning. She's keeping an eye on us, and Peter. So it takes a crowd, because the talk I'm doing today is Better Together. Better Together. Let's think about that for a moment. So how do we join together? How do we build a better community, a better world? I think that's what's being asked of us today. How do we hold a vision for the good of all? When we separate ourselves from others, when we feel like we're all alone, which right now some of that is being experienced, we weaken ourselves and we separate our greater good from us, especially then when we believe we're alone, which is not the truth, but it feels like it at times, doesn't it? We need to understand that we are better together. We are stronger together. Living separately brings uncertainty. When we're uncertain, when uncertainty reigns, our vision becomes limited and clouded. And as we learn to live together in faith, that's why I think these recordings are so important. I invite people every day to go back into Facebook or go on our website and listen to these talks. They're really good. I listen to them. That it helps me to not feel alone or uncertain about the changing times that are happening. See, because when we live with loving kindness, even with our differences, we find our strength. So let's look at what takes place when we recognize that we're better together. So I've got my trusty pen, which you all love. This is what it feels like when we're alone. Well, I guess it's not really smiling, would it be? This is what takes place when we're alone, only one of us. It's easy to be confused, but when we come together, there's strength. There's strength. So when we come together, and when we allow ourselves to be with each other, to recognize that we're not alone, we can never be alone, what do we create but a tapestry? And this creates strength, as you just saw. Alone? Nah. Together, we're powerful. We're mighty. And when we look at a tapestry is woven with different colors and different faces and different ideas to make strong our world. Let's think about that. We'll leave that there. And we can put faces on all of these because they're faces on everything that goes and weaves together in this world. Together, we're strong. So how do we do that? How do we do that today? Because I believe that we can and will come together in a greater way when we understand the necessity of being together. How we see and treat each other is so important to strengthening our world. Together, we can learn to turn challenges into a greater purpose with greater faith. Today, we must ask ourselves, what is our purpose? We're not separate and alone. There's a purpose, and the purpose is in unity and harmony. What is my purpose? What is your purpose? What is your vision for a world that works for everyone? Let's bring that to mind right now. Because I think right now that's important. That's our responsibility. See, I believe with faith we can and will build a better world. Finding shared values that connect all of us. Because there's a sameness in our differences. And the sameness is what we must focus on. We can and will live in fairness and caring for one another, in decency. We might not always agree. That would be boring. We need to have differences of opinions, not as extreme as we have recently. However, together, with a clear purpose and a strong faith, we will succeed in creating a world that works for everyone. I know I keep talking about that. However, it's important that we each see that and that we each envision it, because together we are powerful. And how we accomplish this is up to each and every one of us. So everybody breathe. What can you imagine and envision today? What can you imagine and envision today that will support the good of all? Let me give you a minute to think about that. Today is when we start, right in this moment. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Today we experience change that we have to be willing to stop repeating the old patterns and complaints. The moment you complain or point the finger out there, I'm going to invite you to stop and say, oh, I'm so sorry. What can I see that is good? What can I see that works for the highest and greatest good of all concerned and the harm of none? This past week, I felt stuck. Maybe you did too. The question is, when we feel stuck, what do you do to get unstuck? For me, I immediately went to YouTube and looked at YouTube on funny kittens and dogs that don't like to go to the vet. It was quite fun. There's this one dog, and as soon as the owner said, we're going to the vet, the dog's sitting there like this, oh, and starts making this noise. I don't tell Bodhi we're going to the vet. But he doesn't get that worried. He loves Dr. Wendy. The point I'm trying to make is we're all going to go to that place of feeling stuck. And the moment we do, we have to go in another direction. We have to take really good care of ourselves. This is what I'm going to talk later, that this is the time to join Reverend Suzanne's class. You see, that she's going to work with that book, This Thing Called You. That was my first real connection to science of mind. That's what helped shore me up, helped me to navigate the negative and the positive and the good of God. I have to admit, I took the book and threw it across the room many times, but I also went over and picked it up and kept reading it and kept reading it until all of this sunk in. You see, this isn't a one-time faith-building opportunity. It's a consistent time to come together to know the greater truth and to use these books and these tools. So Reverend Suzanne's going to start this next week, right? Yeah. So we have to find new behaviors, new ways of thinking, Because I don't know about you, but the old way is not working. And we have to ask ourselves the question, what am I willing to do differently to have a different result? Because you see, if we keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's not going to change. If we're going to keep making somebody else wrong because our life isn't working, things are not going to change. Just keep circling the wagons. How will you change your thinking to change your life? Take Reverend Suzanne's class. I'll probably say this 3 or 4 times. It's important to take really good care of yourself. And yes, to be with people, community. See, right now, life is challenging us. Life is asking more of each and every one of us. And today I'm inviting each one of us to see the challenges as calling us each to greater solutions. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. It's up to me to find the solutions for ourselves. Life is calling each of us to greater solutions. Our challenges are calling us to a greater faith and a greater vision. What does that look like for you? We can and will together lift ourselves up and lift each other up. Each day, every event of life, we have a choice. Every moment we have a choice to be weakened by our separateness, or strengthened by our togetherness. What will you choose? Right now, we can look for ideas and beliefs where we can meet for the greater good of all. That's why I'm suggesting you take Reverend Suzanne's class, only because it's going to give you another opportunity to think differently together with other people. Doing this by ourselves isn't always easy. I understand that. We can approach our differences with grace and with friendliness and with faith. This is how God sees us. God doesn't see us different. God sees us together as a unity, as a union. It's we're not seeing it all the time. But God sees us with love and kindness and opportunities. God sees us from only loving kindness. So keep believing. It's all good. It's all God. Even today when I get challenged here, and I do, I mean challenged technically, but I'm meeting those challenges, sometimes with difficulty, but other times it's like, okay, let's move forward. Let's create something that is greater than what we have created before. And so then I always say it's all good, it's all God. Even when I'm arguing with technology and wanting it to be right, like I said last week, and then Spirit said, turn off the phone. Yeah, I forgot. You got to let our electronics readapt to what's going on. We fill them so full with stuff, just like we fill ourselves full. We've got to turn off, turn down, and turn to God. Today, I'm going to ask you to commit with me to not give what or who's wrong more power. Will you commit that with me today? I'm committing to that. To not give anything outside of me more power. Today, let us each commit to work together in faith. To see life evolving into something greater than what we have right now. As we make peace with what is. You see, we have to make peace with today, with what is going on today, because there's a bunch of stuff, isn't there? Make peace with it. This is what going on? Oh, okay. And when we do that, we open to what life can be. Hear that. You see, if we keep focusing on what's wrong and what's not working and what's bad, and we do this. But when we say, ah, this is what is, okay, so now I know what is, now I can move forward into something that is greater good. And we open to what life can be, because together we are powerful. Together we create beyond our wildest dreams. See, I believe everything that's taking place is asking each and every one of us to deepen our faith and to trust in God's greater good. Even though we might not see it right now, we're people of faith. Good is on the way. Let's repeat that. Good is on the way. Good is on the way. And I'm going to keep looking for it until it shows up, yes? Thank you. I know you're saying that. Yeah. Yay! Amen. See, God has awesome things for each and every one of us in the future, today, in this afternoon, in tomorrow. And new doors are opening. New possibilities are opening. And when we envision that and when we see that, we give permission for that to come into our lives. So it's up to each one of us to have confidence in that truth, in God, in life working for the good of all. I believe our job today is to make a list. Are you willing to make a list? Are you willing to make a list to what it is you wish to see take place in our world? Here's part of my list. The virus is gone. There's a healthy vaccine. People are back to work. Children are safe in school. Positive, uplifting talk and supporting each other in the renewal of our life together. Working together in faith and trust. More fun. Movies. By the way, Rick and I saw a great movie last night about coming together and working together for something better. And it's called Military Wives. They didn't work good together in the beginning, but they came together. And they have created something and all in England and in Europe. And all of the different bases of military wives have taken this on. It's a great movie. It's a great story. It's called Military Wives. So what are you going to put on your list? Our faith in solutions is what we're looking at. Our faith in solutions and each other will create a powerful world. So let's put this list. The virus is gone. People are back at work. Children are safe in school. Positive, uplifting talk about each other and about life. Working together in faith and trust. More fun. Movies. Going to dinner inside a restaurant, not under a tent outside, even though that's pretty cool. See, we are better together. Pure, positive energy, loving energy, and faith and joy with a vision of what's perfect, the perfect outcome, is our job. And I'm going to invite you to make this list and put it on your mirror and say it every morning, every night, and every time you... I like it in the bathroom, because I do go once in a while into the bathroom. And we see the list and we keep saying it and believing and knowing and having faith. And what we want to do is believe in the solutions that lift us up. And you want to read the list every morning and every night and during the day. And then you want to say, when you finish reading that list, you want to say, thank you, God, that this is happening. Because you see, when we give thanks in advance as to what we wish to have take place in our lives, it opens the door for the solution. Thank you, God, that there's a vaccine. Thank you, God, that we're coming together as a, as a community, as a country. Thank you, God. This or better, I know, is on the way. You got to work God to allow God to work in your life. So in the Science of Mind magazine, there was a great, great quote from Ernest Holmes, and I want to close with this today. These false beliefs are thought patterns laid down through the ages and accumulated by our own experience, by your own inherited tendencies and environment. However, there is no use wasting time speculating as to what avenue they came from. Your job is to reject them. This great thing within you, which is called will or choice, can decide your destiny. It can remove every obstruction and gradually implant new patterns in your mind. Hear that. As we change how we think and what we look at, we can change the patterns that in the past have set us in another direction. Let's remember that we're part of a tapestry, and what we do affects the whole picture. So let's stay in faith and in love. And with that, know that with God, all things are possible. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment and we breathe into the sacred and holy place that we have created with one another, that there's only one life, one power, one all-embracing, all-loving presence by whatever name, God, Spirit, the Infinite, the Divine. There is only one. And that light and that love and that glory that God is the life that lives and breathes within my very being. And I remember that I am the beloved place where God shows up. And I am lifted up in this conscious awareness that with God, all things are possible. And I allow and open the door to possibilities. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, speak this word for and about each and every one of you this day, knowing that right where you are, God is. That infinite wisdom, that power, that grace, that clarity of God is alive in you. And your willingness to be open and receptive and lifted up beyond conditions, beyond situations and old patterns are now dissipated and released. There is no lack nor limitation. And we see clearly the future that is unfolding for each and every one of us. With greater love and greater faith and greater commitment and in greater knowingness that right where we are, God is the guiding force, the light of truth that guides us through every moment, every thought, every idea. And our health, there's health and there's harmony within each and every one of us, awakening greater and within our loved ones. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind you that right where you are loved, you are cherished, you are adored, and you are the beloved of God. This is what I know to be true. And I leave the door open for the mystery and the miracles yet to be revealed. And so I release this, my powerful word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And it returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. And we are filled to overflowing as we are lifted up in our own divine, magnificent presence. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with me, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.